Welcome. This is Scott McVarish.
This is Scott Kekin.
And we are two leaders of the United Parents of Culver City. This is the United Parents podcast, podcast number one. In today's episode, we will talk about some exciting news in Culver City Unified School District. We will talk about some interesting news on the parent union front here in California.
Then we will have an interview with our president, Steve Levin, followed by some UPCC news and our upcoming calendar.
We will finish our podcast today with some tips for parent union organizers, or frankly, for any parents who are organizing anything. And then we'll finish off with some feedback from listeners. So to start our program, Scott Kekin, please tell us. We have some new things happening in Culver City Unified School District. What are they?
Well, it's very exciting. We have some big changes happening here in Culver City Unified. We have two new principals, one at La Bayona Elementary and one at Linwood Hell Elementary. We also have a new superintendent, David LaRose. And we had the opportunity to meet David a couple weeks ago with members of United Parents of Culver City.
That's right. We had a nice sit down with the new superintendent. If I could use one word to describe him, that word would be genuine.
He's absolutely genuine. We had a very nice conversation with David. He came through as a real person who came here to help us achieve our goals. And I believed him. I really believed his sincerity.
What I liked about him was his prioritization of the main goals of a school district. Obviously, number one is what's in the best interest for children. And then he listed number two through number 10, which also was whatever's in the best interest of children. I liked that about him.
I like that too. And that's what United Parents is all about as well. What is the best interest of our children?
And sometimes that can get lost. There are a lot of competing interests in a school district. It's a place of employment. It's a place for careers. It's a place where vendors sell contracts. There's a lot of things happening there. They are neighbors in the community, but ultimately it's the role of the parents to make sure that decisions are being made in the best interest of their kids 100% of the time. And I feel like we have a superintendent who's going to use that as his lens in his decision making. And I think UPCC, the United Parents of Culver City, will be able to assist them in that. What do you think, Scott?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we can do is we can help communicate the issues and concerns that parents have at their various school sites. And on the flip side, we can help facilitate any kind of program or any kind of initiative that the school district wishes to embark upon.
That's right, in conjunction with parents. I think what is difficult for school board members and high-level administrators is to be able to kind of cut through the clutter. They get a lot of opinions probably every time they hit Trader Joe's or Ralph's. They're given suggestions on what they should do. And it's hard to know, is the person speaking in front of you represent his or her opinion only, or do they represent their entire school? Well, when they're talking with UPCC leaders, those school board members and our superintendent can be assured that UPCC is only representing the views of our collective members. We have members at every single school site. On our first day of existence in May 2012, we had over 100 parents join, and we've continued to grow since then. We speak with one voice after the parents and their rep council have told us what is important to them, because they set the agenda. And that's what we're going to be able to help the superintendent with, is let him know what is the parents' agenda.
And this sounds like a good place to plug a membership. If you would like to join us, go to UnitedParentsCulverCity.com, click on Join Us, give us your information, and your $20, which is our membership fee.
That's right. We make it easy to join by joining on the internet, but it's not free. And why is it not free? Well, that money is not going to our organization. We're not a nonprofit. Rather, all of that money will be escrowed and used for political campaigns, for school board members, for city council. We will decide collectively, jointly, with reps from every school site in on the decision, who we want to represent us and our children on the school board. And we will elect those people, and we'll make sure the people who we feel are not representing the kids' best interests, because they may have other agendas, are no longer in the school board. It's parents, not politicians. That's what we're about.
Okay, next up we have some parent union news. Why don't you tell us about that, Scott?
Well, you know, parent unions are few and far between in the United States, and I think that's a shame. Generally, they're formed when there's a major conflict in a school district. I think in Culver City, we have a different model. We have a much more collaborative model where we're trying to unify parents to ensure a continued wonderfulness of our district. But there's other districts where there are major conflicts. Here in Adelanto, California, at the High Desert Elementary School District, there is a group of school board members and a superintendent, apparently, unless he or she is just following directives from the school board, that are not listening to the parents. Those parents used something called the Parent Trigger Law. That is a law passed 2 years ago where if you've got a child in a failing school, and I'm talking a massively failing school, then if the majority of parents want a significant change at that school, they have the power to do that. And that is a beautiful thing, that parents just can't be at the mercy of some vague idea of future school reform, that they can say, if the school district failed, we're coming in and we're going to bring in, say, a nonprofit charter school to run it. Or we're going to bring in some expert consultants that we have faith in. Those parents did that. The school board ignored them, contrary to what the law said. A judge then came in, slapped down that school board, and ordered the school district to allow the parents to go ahead and bring in a charter group. And the school district then ignored that. So they're back in litigation, if you can believe it. Kudos to the brave President Doreen Diaz, president of the Desert Trails Parent Union, for continuing to fight this. My dear, I don't know you, but I'm sure your number one interest is getting your kids at school in the morning, feeding them at night, but you're taking on this work, so my hats are off to you, all three of my hats, actually. Scott is taking his hat off right now as well. And
hopefully we could have Doreen here on one of our shows.
I think that would be great. I want to talk to her about that, see what's happening in that district. So we'll tell you more as it goes on. But any parent listening to this, if you're in California and a few other states have parent triggers, know you can make a change. And if your school board won't listen to you, you can use the parent trigger, or you could do what we're doing, a political action committee, pool your parents' funds together, help organize them, and make sure you have parents, not politicians, on your school board.
Absolutely. Organizing is the best thing you can do for your children to make sure that their interests are the priority of the school district.
Okay, so we are now here with interim president of the United Parents of Culver City, Steve Levin. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, nice to be here.
Good. So why don't we just start off? Give us a little background. Why was the United Parents of Culver City started? What was the need?
Well, basically, United Parents of Culver City, we want to be a voice for the kids in Culver City. We want to allow parents to advocate for their children. And of course, you have various avenues for doing that. But we want to be a political voice in Culver City. There are other groups in Culver City that represent various viewpoints politically. There's the Teachers Union, and there's the Chamber of Commerce, and there's neighborhood groups, and there's lots of other groups that represent the viewpoint of their members or represent a particular idea or set of ideas in Culver City politics. But there doesn't seem to be a group that really just represents the kids.
Thanks, Steve. Why did you join United Parents, and why did you decide to become president?
Well, I kind of became president because somebody needed to do the job, and for a few months at least, I'm going to help try and get this organization moving and organized. I think it's a really important organization to form. I'm one of those people who I'm always shooting my mouth off about things, and I feel like I ought to step up and try and do something about it, not just complain or say, somebody ought to do this. I should be one of the people trying to do it. I think what UPCC can do is be a unified voice for all our kids, for all of the school district. I want to be a part of that. I want to help try and make things better for all the kids in Culver City.
That's great, and we're glad to have you. So, Steve, let me ask. We have a diverse district. A lot of parents have a lot of different opinions. How are you going to make sure UPCC isn't dominated by one group or one set of parents from a school that have a laser-like focus on their one issue?
What we've done is we've tried to organize so that it's representative of all the parents and of all the schools. So, of course, we will pick our issues and the things that we pay attention to and our viewpoints based on what our members tell us is important. But we have a setup where you get representatives from each school on the Representatives Council that makes decisions for UPCC, and a separate organization, the Political Action Committee, the PAC, that actually takes political steps that is designed so that it has to have a representative from each school in the district so that no single viewpoint can dominate. So that takes a look at how the schools organize, and then, of course, the parents overall. Any parent with kids in Culver City can join UPCC. So if it turns out that a lot of the members who join are interested in a particular issue, we will focus on that issue. And if you think that's not the most important issue for us to focus on, what you need to do is join UPCC and convince other members of UPCC or other people to join UPCC that you should focus on the issue that you think is most important.
Well, that sounds pretty grassroots democracy to me. And I think it's a great way to start an organization. Now, specifically, how can UPCC work constructively at an individual school site?
So what's going to go on for UPCC at an individual school site is the members at that site will choose representatives, and it's going to be roughly one representative for every five members of UPCC, and they will represent that viewpoint to the larger body, and of course they'll go back to their school and tell their friends, tell the other people at the school what's going on, what they've learned, what they've learned from other schools. Remember, one of the things we're trying to do with UPCC is share information among the parents at all the different schools so that we have a place where you can go and learn about what's happening at the other schools, tell people about what's happening at your schools, tell people what's important to you, and hear what's important to other people. So basically, communication is going to be key to that, to make sure that at the leadership level, we're representing what the members want and that the members are hearing from all the other schools what's important in other places and other members.
How about a more macro level? How can UPCC be of assistance to at the superintendent school board level or as an advocate for the entire district?
Well, of course, we'll show up at school board meetings and advocate for positions. We'll pay attention at elections, like the issues coming up at the statewide level right now, and represent what we think are the best interests of the kids in Culver City. So we're going to support, for example, a couple of statewide propositions this year. When there are school board elections, we may pick candidates. We'll see. We'll at least talk to the candidates and try to let them know what issues we think are important. We're going to meet regularly with the superintendent and let him know what we've heard from the parents. If he wants to communicate anything to the UPCC members, we can pass that along as well. And generally, we want to be a part of the community. We're not trying to take over. We're not trying to tell everybody what to do. What we want to be is a voice that gets heard, and we want to listen and pass that information along to our members as well.
Okay, our final question, I promise, and this is the most important one. Why should parents join United Parents?
You should join UPCC to advocate for your children. We can amplify your voice. We can join together with other parents and talk about what we think is important for our kids in Culver City.
Well, we have heard from Steve Levin, the interim president of the United Parents of Culver City, and we look forward to reading your blog post.
All right. So, Scott, we've got some UPCC, United Parents of Culver City, news in the last month, and we've got something on our calendar. Tell us about it.
Well, the big news is we just had a great time at the Fiesta La Bayona. We were there Saturday and Sunday of last weekend, and we did a lot of great things. We had an information booth. We were able to sign up over a dozen members. We got some great dialogue going with parents, and we competed with the PTA in a sort of Parents Olympic.
That's right. We had a lot of fun with the PTA leaders. We love the PTA leaders in our school. In fact, many of us are PTA leaders. And when I say us, I do not mean me. But a lot of our UPCC leaders are either former PTA presidents or former Booster Club presidents. It's a one happy family. But on that day, it was two warring factions. Water balloons, eggs.
Well, we didn't throw the eggs, but we did throw some water balloons. We had a egg relay race. We had a tug of war. We had a human ring toss. It was quite the creative competition.
That's right. Kudos to school board member Laura Chartier for putting that together.
And congratulations for all the parents who had a lot of fun. Now, that booth was something interesting. I was at the booth for a little while. I spoke with a lot of parents. It was great to have parents fork over some money right then and there, which is surprising that parents would be willing to do that on a day of a fair. But I think that tells you just how much our message resonates, because our message, our issues are the parents' issues.
Absolutely.
And ultimately is the parents' message. We have no agenda other than finding out what is the collective agenda of all the parents. We do that through these types of meetings. We do that through our rep council. And that's, I think, the next piece of news you need to talk about. What's happening in September, Scott?
September, on September 29th, which just happens to be my birthday.
That's right. We're having a big surprise party for you.
But that party will include our first representative council meeting.
That's right. Rep council.
Well, what is a rep council, you might ask? This is our organizational structure. For every 5 members we have at a school site, you will get 1 representative. All those representatives will meet 4 times a year to discuss the policies and issues that are important to you.
Wait, are you saying we don't already have our agenda pre-planned like some conniving political operatives?
What's that?
All right, maybe I've been watching the political conventions a little bit too much. But in fact, the answer to that is
no.
That's right. We don't really have an agenda except what the parents decide. At our first all-member meeting that we had in May, where over 100 parents came out, they put together 3 or 4 issues that are on our website that UPCC now stands for and advocates. And at the Rep Council, we'll likely see a few more issues. You will bring those issues to us. If you are a rep at your site, then you will speak for the 5 members that you represent or speak for your school site. You'll help form the issues. And then over the course of the next few months, the rest of UPCC will start advocating for those issues, communicate those issues, try to make them happen. And we'll make them happen probably by going back to our membership and making sure our membership remains involved in those issues. What are those issues? Are these big political issues affecting international world geopolitics, Scott?
Well, if your world is Culver City, that would be correct.
That's right. We're a lot more mundane than that. We're about what's happening at the school sites. What are those issues? Well, they may be about solar panels that obviously we're in favor of. Or it may be having something to do with parent groups being charged money to raise funds at the school sites, a thing that I think our new superintendent is going to help put a stop to pretty quickly. So you'll decide what the issues are, but you need to be a member of the Rep Council. So what do they need to do to be a member of the Rep Council, Mr. Kekin?
Well, first of all, they need to be a member. So go to UnitedParentsCulverCity.com, click on Join Us, and join us. Become a member of United Parents of Culver City. Then, if you want to be a representative of your school, you just need to let us know. Right now, we have a few slots left open at different schools around the district. So just go to the site, click on Contact Us, and let us know you want to be a representative.
And you can also send an email directly to membership@UnitedParentsCulverCity.com. to let our membership director know that you're interested in being a rep council member, or you could communicate with our president, president@UnitedParentsCulverCity.com. What is the date of the rep council meeting?
Let's see. It's my birthday, and that
is... Remember
that
day? I know that happened a long time ago, at least the first one.
Saturday, September 29th, the time will be announced. It will most likely be a barbecue at our president's, Steve Levin's, house.
Right. And the time that will be announced, in fact, will be 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, well, there you go.
The latest breaking news here on our podcast.
Up next, we have some tips for parent union organizers. Scott, what's our latest tip?
Well, your latest tip, Mr. Kekin, is something that I feel all parents who are trying to put a group together, advocate on an issue, or otherwise are involved with other parents or other groups can benefit from. And that is a tool. It's a tool, online tool that you can find for free on Google. It's the Google suite of apps. Let me tell you a little bit about it and why I'm so excited by it. Google Apps is basically, it's taken the Microsoft suite and put it online. And instead of one person writing a document and then emailing it to another person, you have it an active, alive file. So, for instance, you can create a document, a strategy paper, and you can share that with other people of your group, and all of you can jump in and write on that.
It's a great tool. It's cloud-based, which means any computer you go to, you have access to your files. You can share those files with other members of your email. It could be anyone. You can just share that document. You can share that presentation.
That's right. And we, for instance, have naming conventions. So, for instance, we have a document called UPCC Agenda. That document has all of the agendas from every meeting we've ever had. When we have a new meeting, we just put the new agenda on the top. Anybody who's part of that group can then access the agendas. We, not surprisingly, have a document called UPCC Minutes, so we can go back and see what we've decided at previous meetings. We have a UPCC membership document, who our members are, what schools they are. These are things that allow us to collaborate and communicate easily. They're very easily learned for anybody, even for you Yahoo fans. You're eventually just going to have to give it up. Yahoo will go bankrupt in a few years, and learn Google now, because Google gives it to us free, and there's so many tools out there. It's a great, great opportunity for organizers to take the next step up and professionalize their organizing.
Just to sign up, it's really easy. Just go to google.com. You can create an account. One of the things that you can do is you can create an account with your current email. You do not have to create a Gmail or a Google Mail in order to have a Google account.
That's right. And I should let you know, we are not sponsored by Google. However, if there are any Google people listening, we'll be happy to accept your corporate sponsorship. Okay, so our last segment, feedback.
Feedback. Well, we don't have any new feedback, but what we're going to do is we're going to read a quote from a member from our website on why they joined United Parents Culver City. Scott, what's that quote?
The quote is, "We have great schools, but it is easy to be complacent and just assume this success will continue. I am uniting with other parents because I want to make sure we have 5 school board members, not just 2 or 3, who actively empower parents and teachers to improve our schools. The best way for parents to promote student-first policies is to have a long-term, well-organized and funded group instead of trying to recreate pressure campaigns on individual issues whenever the district does something dumb, like threaten parent-funded positions or fail to timely spend bond money. Parents, along with teachers, should have the strongest voices on policy and in school board elections. Our group will make this happen." So, with that, we are going to sign off on our first podcast. Thank you for listening.
We will see you soon, and this is United Parents Podcast, signing off.